From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Roshan Loy D'Souza. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from our donors. The first is Pia Maria D'Amico of Quinte West, Ontario, in loving memory of her deceased husband, Elio D'Amico, all deceased members of the Wallascoro and D'Amico families, and for all the souls of the faithfully departed. The Daily TV Mass ministry is made possible by the generous contributions of all our donors, and in a special way, our monthly donors. For the month of November, we pray for all those listed in the Daily TV Mass Book of Remembrance, and for all who have died and have no one to pray for them, and for the souls in purgatory. We ask you, our Heavenly Father, to grant them eternal life, and let your perpetual light shine upon them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we begin this day, let us thank the Lord for the gift of this day and for the gift of life to each one of us, and ask the Lord to be with us in our thoughts, words, and actions. Let us seek God's mercy for the times we have failed to love God and our neighbor. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for all of us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that, with you as a ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. While gentle silence enveloped all things, and night in its swift course was now half gone, your all-powerful world leapt from heaven, from the royal throne, into the midst of the land that was doomed. A stern warrior carrying the sharp sword of your authentic command, and stood and filled all things with death, and touched heaven while standing on the earth. For the whole creation in its nature was fashioned anew, complying with your commands, so that your children might be kept unharmed. The cloud was even overshadowing the camp, and dry land emerging where water had stood before, an unhindered way out of the Red Sea, and a grassy plain out of the raging waves, where those protected by your hand passed through as one nation, after gazing on marvelous wonders. For they ranged like horses and leapt like lambs, praising you, O Lord, who delivered them. The word of the Lord.
Sing to the Lord, sing praise. Jesus has to him. Tell of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Struck down all the firstborn in their land, the first issue of all their strength. Then he brought Israel out with silver and gold, and there was no one among their tribes who stumbled. His people out with joy, his chosen ones with singing. Remember the marvels the Lord has
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while, the judge refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who has had success in any field will tell you that persistence and perseverance are needed to achieve anything in life. Perseverance is the ability to keep working at something even though we do not see immediate results. It is the capacity to try and try again even though we keep failing. Nowadays, people cannot make a commitment even to 1 year cell phone plan. Our attention span is short. How do we make a marriage last a lifetime in good times and in bad? Or our religious vows as priests, brothers, or nuns, or any occasion in that matter? As we get older, we realize that we struggle with the same temptations and sinful tendencies over and over again. I'm grateful that God does not judge us by our success, but by our effort. He is patient with us. When we make the stations of the cross, we see that Jesus fell 3 times, crushed by the weight of the cross. But every time he picked up himself and plodded on to that hill to fulfill his mission. We need to keep up the fight. We must persevere. Grantland Rice writes, "For when the one great scorer comes to write against your name, he writes not that you won or lost, but how you played the game." As Christians, we are not simply called to put our faith in Christ at a moment in time. We are called to persevere. Perseverance is a major theme throughout the Bible. What does it mean that we are called to persevere as Christians? Why does the Bible talk so much about perseverance? Our gospel passage today introduces us to 2 people. First, we see an unrighteous judge. This judge is completely pagan and probably in many ways corrupt. He doesn't care about justice or right and wrong. This judge doesn't care about what God thinks, nor does he care about what people think. The second person in this story is a widow seeking justice. We are not told the details concerning where she has been wronged. All we are told is she is seeking justice from this unjust judge. She shows us what perseverance is like as she keeps coming back to the judge until she wears him out. What are some things that may try to rob us of faith in persevering? Everything around us is trying to sabotage our faith. The entire world system is out to strangle faith in Christ. Our sinful human nature keeps telling us that we must seek happiness in the material world, in the things we can see and touch. As we seek to live godly lives in this world, we will endure conflicts, trials, and tribulations. Suffering is a big part of our lives while we live in a world system that is in direct opposition to everything Christ stands for. While all that seems to be working against us, we often find ourselves in situations of physical suffering. Our health may fail at times or may be failing now. We struggle with pain and physical issues. All this can at times drag us down. As followers of Christ, we are not immune to the struggles of this life. We are not going to escape trials and suffering. They are a part of us being in this world. In fact, many times it is the trials and suffering are what cause us to pray. Jesus understands that while we live on earth, we will always be in some sort of struggle. This struggle will always be heightened as we wait for his return. Life's struggles can wear us down physically and spiritually. There is something else we must fight against if we are to maintain a strong, vibrant faith. We must fight against being rocked to sleep by the everyday, ordinary things. Simply getting caught up in the ordinary, everyday, and events of life can steal our zeal for God away. Why does Jesus refer to Noah and Lord's Day? The point here is that they were going about doing ordinary things without God. Business as usual had lulled them to sleep. They were godless society. In other words, God was not part of their everyday life. It is interesting that in the case of Sodom, Jesus mentions no particular sin. So here, Jesus is showing us that the ordinary can rob us of our zeal for God and our faith in God. While we wait for the return of Christ, we must fight our faith as we go about our daily routine. Jesus will find faith on earth as he finds that his followers are praying night and day and not losing heart or not losing faith. The other battle we find ourselves in is the struggles of life. Trials, persecutions, and suffering can wear us down, much like the widow wore down the church. When we are struggling physically, we must make sure that our faith is being built up through prayer night and day. Amen. Let us bring before the Lord our prayers and intercessions. We pray for all those listed in the Daily TV Mass Book of Remembrance, for all who have died and have no one to pray for them, and for the souls in purgatory. We ask you, our Heavenly Father, to grant them eternal life and to let your perpetual light shine upon them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious and loving God, listen to our prayers and grant us the blessings we need. Not our will, but your will be done. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Marshmallow from good and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Heavenly Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them as the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, all religious and clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be called heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by the divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Let us go in the love of Christ. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Living rain from heaven descends.